Cheehaw is my Everest, and the Coosa is my now. Alabama's where I was born and raised, and I think I'll stay a while. We sing about sweet home and Dixieland delight. We tell stories about what goes on in Montgomery at midnight.
Welcome back to the Jeff Force Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Monday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106. That is the text line that is essential if you want to respond to anything we are discussing. Surprisingly, some of you on the text line this morning think the United States has the obligation to get involved in this conflict overseas. But keep them coming, guys. Happy to hear from everybody except for you, Ricky. You are still banned. Joining us on the program now, always a pleasure, represents the northern part of our listening area in the Alabama State Senate. State Senator Greg Albritt on the line with us. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. A little chilly, but other than that, I'm doing great.
Hey, that's good to hear, though. Well, let's kick it off here. We're winding down, as they say, it seems. That's when things get kind of crazy in the Alabama legislature. Once you get past the budgets, and it's a free-for-all. But how's the session going for you?
Well, it's a little frustrating. I'm still trying to get in my gaming bill to try to get some interest in the House on that. Other than that, everything seems to be moving okay.
That's always the challenge is on the gaming stuff in the House. But the Senate, it looks pretty good. You got out of committee. You feel pretty good about where you're headed in the Senate.
Yeah, we've done this before. In fact, we've done it a couple of times before. So we're pretty confident about where we are. And we're going to try to get it up on Thursday and move along if we can. And send it on down to the House, if we will, for them to either work on it or to ignore it, whichever they so choose.
Have you gotten any feedback from the House on this at all?
Well, the only feedback I've gotten has been, number one, don't send it down here. We're going to send you a clean lottery, okay? I've invited them to send me a clean lottery. They haven't dropped a clean lottery. They haven't dropped any lottery. In fact, the lottery that we sent down to them a couple of 3 years ago, they ignored. And then the other response I get when pressed on that is, don't send it down here. We can't do it. It's election year. So the impression I get from the House, they just do not want to deal with this issue.
Well, and I guess at this point you could say, well, at least we tried, right? There's only so much you could control in this life, and in the Senate, that's where you're at. And whenever push comes to shove, you could say, look, this is we gave it our all, right?
Well, look. Only thing I can tell you is that this needs to be done. Just because it's an election year doesn't mean we need to sit back and let it drift away. Just because the House doesn't want to do something doesn't mean that they shouldn't do it. Just because they say they can't get it passed doesn't mean that they don't have the votes. I don't know if you've read the articles. There was an article on AL.com this past weekend talking about the proliferation that's going on, and particularly in Jefferson County. There was another article, Josh Moon did a couple of them this past, that analyzes some of the bill. And then we've got the brand new facility in Greene County, $35 million invested. It's opening here in a couple of weeks. And everyone says we don't want expansion of gaming, but expansion of gaming is happening all over the place in Alabama, and we're just ignoring it.
And you're trying to get at least some kind of framework in place to keep it from being, I guess, the way you've described it in the past, is kind of the wild, wild west, right?
Yeah, it is. It certainly do. In fact, in this bill, it's probably got the best and strongest control factor. In fact, that's the biggest thing of this. It's not an expansion of gaming. This is a contraction of gaming. It is stopping all those things that are out there, preventing them from occurring without the authority of the state. This puts the state in charge, and we are in control once we pass the bill. In fact, the way I have it lined up, we can start that as soon as we pass the statute and start collecting immediately, too. But the House doesn't want to hear that.
Well, and then it's just that I guess the the House is just kind of, do they give you any, do you have any allies in the lower chamber that might be willing to work with you?
Of course, I've got allies and friends down there, sure. The Speaker's an ally and a friend. It's just that we have differing views on this particular aspect. The House sees this as a detriment to their run or a detriment to their election or reelection. I don't see it that way at all. Every poll that I've seen shows that everyone in Alabama, I don't say everyone, that the majority of people in Alabama want this industry to be controlled, and they want to participate in it. Not just the lottery, but also the online sports gaming, and the one-armed bandits, the casino experience, I guess. A lot of people want to do that stuff. It's already there. That's why we have it. It's because everybody wants to do it. But Alabama's got to control it.
Well, how does the players in the state, the existing gaming, how receptive have they been to this go-around?
They've been mostly receptive. In fact, last year we came forward with a plan, and this year's much like it, very, very similar to last year's, wherein they had all supposedly come along and saying, kumbaya, and we'll do this and everything. But that was before this $35 million facility was getting off the ground, okay? Now, that's another aspect to it that has caused greed to raise its head again, and being a bit of a problem. But I have no short of enemies here. Every state around us doesn't want it. Choctaws don't want it. The Seminoles don't want it. Harris doesn't want it. MGM doesn't want it. There's a lot of hands in this pie. It's the legislature that's got to make the decision to move forward with this.
And those entities you just mentioned, the Choctaws, the Seminoles, Harrahs, they see Alabama as a customer base, and they don't want Alabama having, I suppose, its own gaming and have to compete with that. Is that kind of where their mindset is, you believe?
I'd put it more simple. Right now, we're their customers. If we pass this, we become their competitors. They don't want the competitor system. They want the customer system. That's what, not what the public wants. That seems to be where the House seems to be.
One of the things that is, I don't know, raised some questions about your proposal, the 2/3 vote of both chambers to expand gaming. Your colleague Sam Gavan says, well, he wanted that in there because he doesn't want any more gaming. But some say, well, that's just protectionism and you're protecting the operators in this state. What's your take on that aspect of the bill?
Sam's a good lawyer, and he reads it in the way that best suits his position. And we all do that. That's the way it works. All I can tell you is this bill has been gone over and through and by a host of people, lawyers and laymen and professionals. We have the best product that we got. I think it's a way to move forward. It controls the gaming. It grabs the whole industry by the throat, if you will, right now, stops it from progressing, and then puts in clear avenues for approvals therefrom. We put in the lottery. We also put in a point that the state and PCI enter in so that the state can get a piece of that pie. So it's the best product that we got. It takes in everything that's there. It doesn't leave. I don't know of any open windows or doors that people can really fuss about, but there's a lot of fussing going on.
Joined by State Senator Greg Allred, talking a little bit about gaming and gambling this morning. Senator, the talk about the other side of this, the revenue. Do we have any sense of, I know these projections come out, and who knows, time will only tell how accurate they are, but talk about that, where the money would go, where the proceeds would go that the state would collect.
Well, there's enough money to help a lot of people in this. My goal is to repair the damage that we have in our mental health system, frankly. But as far as the money, the old estimates are about $800 million per year. But wait a minute. That did not include the sports gaming issue. Sports gaming is just went into controls in New York State. You know, they've had gaming all over, but they put in the sports gaming controls starting January 1st. In the first month, New York State received $80 million revenue from that alone. And they don't, unless I like to tease about, they don't even have the Iron Bowl. So we are losing out on not gaining or controlling or taxing this particular entity. Talk about a voluntary tax. That would be one.
Well, something you mentioned, I guess it was earlier before the session, was this, that even if you're not able to get some kind of big package, at least maybe there is a scaled-down version where we can at least get some kind of regulatory framework in place and if anything, start collecting revenue. Have you are you still looking at that as a possibility?
Oh, that's what mine has. We set up the gaming commission right away. We have the appointments done right away. As soon as they have the quorum and such, they can begin reaching out and regulating. Now, there's a weakness in that, and that is that a statute cannot overcome a local constitutional amendment. And in this gaming industry in Alabama, we've got at least 20 of those floating around. Okay, so the statute cannot supersede those local CAs, but it can enforce those local CAs until the big CA, if I might use it that way, comes into play in November. Then the gaming commission will be in control of everything.
Yeah,
does that make any sense?
Kind of, well, for me at least, but just for our listeners' sake, the gaming, a lot of the gaming we have in Alabama right now, aside from the Porch Creek Indians, it is legitimized or legalized, or however you want to put it, through local constitutional amendments, meaning that they only apply to certain areas in the state, right? And that's where they get the ability, if you will, to operate, which, for better or for worse, it doesn't really work statewide, right?
Oh, it doesn't work statewide at all. That's number one. Number two is there's some of those 20 conflict with each other and in the same areas. All right. Some of them deal with the city. Some of them deal with counties. But they all not only restrict jurisdiction as to boundary, but also as to type and those type of things and the uses. No one enforces that. That's not checked on. There's no reporting to anybody, really, that does those things. Now, there's arguments, yes, we're audited and all this, but there's really no governmental controls there. So I don't know that it's been reported, I'll say it this way, that many of those folks have exceeded their boundary lines. But I don't know that. But if we put a commission that's in charge of things and can enforce the locals even for a time, they can look into that. They can enforce that.
Well, let me ask you this, that I'm old enough to remember, and you are too, the bingo wars, and when Riley wanted to kind of crack down on some of these, and the old Milton McGregor empire, if you will. I mean, the Supreme Court way back when said these guys operating in Macon and Greene County are operating illegally, that if you guys don't get something done, could the attorney general or some other law enforcement engage in enforcing what the Supreme Court of Alabama says is the law?
Look, you've got the Supreme Court's got six. I think there's a total of six decisions. Every one of them says this is mostly illegal. Okay, there's been some caveats to that, one or two, but basically says this is illegal. Then we've got the Riley administration that tried and forced to do the enforcement. That is not going on now. I don't understand why that isn't, by whatever means, mostly because I guess they're relying on the local CAs again. But we're not going to get a hold of this. We're not going to control it until the state steps in, easy for me to say, and takes control of this overall. And that's what I'm trying to accomplish.
Yeah, it could be a really bad situation if this isn't handled sooner rather than later. Is that a fair statement?
You've already seen, well, again, these places are proliferating. They're continuing to grow. I know Madison County doesn't want any of these. I know Baldwin County doesn't want any of these. That's fine. But unless we do something to control it, they're going to start popping up. And when you continue to allow an activity, for example, in Birmingham, there's a racetrack that's doing I'm not sure exactly what it's called, but it's fantasy racing type thing, matter, okay? They're allowed to do that. They're doing that now. They're making money on that. In Mobile, there's a racetrack. That racetrack can do and should be able to do the same thing as Birmingham does because it's the same type. But no, the local authority said, no, we're not going to authorize that to be done. So we got different games going on in different parts of the state under different regulations and laws and no enforcement. If we're content with doing that, we can leave it like it is. If we're content to allow this stuff to continue to grow as it continues to grow, we can leave it like that. That'll be up to the House to decide. But as for me and what I'm trying to get accomplished, I'm trying to put the state in charge so that we can bring some sense to this and that we can benefit from it. We're already paying the price of it.
Senator, we're out of time, but you're always very kind to come on this program, and we shall talk again soon.
Thanks for your patience. I'm sorry to get worked up here today.
Oh, that's okay. We appreciate it. State Senator Greg Albrecht, ladies and gentlemen, on the line there. We got to get a timeout in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.